The AFLW game has just exploded this year, and it culminated in the grand final at Adelaide Oval. 53,000 fans watching Adelaide beat Carlton. And one of the Carlton players comes from the border. Her name is Gab Pound, and she joins us right now. Gab, good morning.
G'day, how you going?
Yeah, really good. So, Gab, I've said it before, but I'll say it again. It was so heartening to see such a massive crowd for your game. I just, you know, it's about time that people came out to see you girls play, because you're fantastic athletes.
Yeah, it was pretty insane to be a part of it. I mean, we had our captain's run the day before the game, and the stadium was pretty massive, and we thought maybe we might get 10 or 20,000 maybe. Like, yep. that'll be pretty cool. But to see the 53,000 on the board, it was pretty insane. Awesome that the whole Adelaide community got around it.
Yeah, it was a fantastic spectacle. Unfortunately for you guys, you didn't get the win, but there is always next year, of course. But tell us a little bit about your football story growing up here on the border.
If we start from when I was really little, probably I wanted to be like my brothers pretty much, and they played Auskick, so I thought, yeah, I want to play Auskick, and I absolutely loved it, so... My mum and dad, coming from a Victorian or Melbourne background, they're footy obsessed, so I naturally just got into it. And then it's a pretty typical journey for a lot of the AFLW players right now, or in my age group anyway, that we weren't allowed to play from age 12.
Yeah.
Told it wasn't for the girls anymore, it's the boys. The boys' sport, but
And how did you feel at about that time?
Oh, absolutely heartbroken. Like, it's really tough being told at a young age that you can't do something just because of your gender. I think I think Dad more remembers, and my family remembers, that I was pretty upset at the time. And just kind of accepted that as a reality and moved on from there and played every other sport pretty much. So, yeah, I was a pretty sporty kid, and I was happy doing all of those kind of ball sports.
But the difference now is kind of like the guys. I mean, if you identify that you love the sport of footy, you don't have to worry about anything else then. You might want to muck around with it, but your focus can be on footy the whole way through, just like the boys. And that's ultimately what it's all about, isn't it? It allows you and other athletes like you to follow your passion right the way through.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I mean, when I was younger, I obviously didn't see any older AFLW players. And now little girls are able to aspire to that, and they have the full pathway, and they're able to develop the proper way, and in ways that are starting to become similar to how the boys are able to get into the AFL system.
Now, Gab, we asked Wayne Schwoss, former Sydney Swans and North Melbourne footy legend, whether he would sacrifice an ACL or any other body part for a grand final win. Would you?
To be honest, I think I would.
Yeah, right. So just like Aaron Phillips, you'd take that.
Yeah, I'd go down fighting, and I'll happily have that premiership medallion around my neck.
Now, Gab, I know your parents just finally seeing us out. Your parents are still here on the border, so hopefully they're listening to this morning. And have you got anything to say to the proud people of the border about your footy and what's coming up next season?
Yeah, I'd say I'm really proud to be from a country girl, and a few of the other girls in the AFLW system are too. And I'm proud to come from that. And there's big things coming for footy in country Victoria.
Great. Gab Pound, absolute pleasure talking to you. Thanks for that.
Thank you so much, guys.